In this video, we'll talk about best practices for building, marketing, and improving your office add-in. It applies to all the different shapes and flavors of office add-ins, including contextual mail add-ins for Outlook, task pane add-ins, content add-ins, and new add-in commands, which are currently only available for Outlook and Outlook Web Access, but will be coming soon for the other office apps. Add-in commands give you custom UI hooks into the app, so you'll actually be able to put a button on the ribbon to have entry points and be able to show a task pane or execute a function without showing a task pane. Add-in best practices videos will cover each of these categories of best practices: functional and UX design, marketing and go-to-market, and post-launch activities. So you can kind of think of that as the main function of your add-in is serving your users, helping them get a job done. But you also need to sell your add-in and make sure people know about it. So we'll have best practices for marketing, as well as what to do to improve your add-in so you can learn from your users, make it better, and continue that cycle. Functional and UX design best practices overview. Add-in design guidelines and principles are documented in the article that's linked to at the bottom of your screen. It's important to think about your design as really being explicitly for Office. Make sure the functionality and look and feel of your add-ins blend in with the Office experience, are integrated, and make your users more productive. Help them get a job done. Do something that Office doesn't do that works even better because you've leveraged Office experience and the Office APIs. Make sure that you really are designing functionality. It's more important than lots of user interface that doesn't do a lot. Keep your users in control. Make sure you're designing for all the Office platforms and input methods, including touch and keyboard. Offer deep value to your users. Add-ins should complement Office, help them get their tasks done quickly and efficiently, focus on scenarios that make sense in each of the Office applications, and give your users strong reasons to engage with your add-in. For example, you could be supporting core authoring tasks. PicHitMe is an example of an add-in that provides high-resolution, legally cleared photos that you can use to create more meaningful and attractive content. So this is letting you create content faster in Word or PowerPoint and doing that more efficiently. Another example of high value would be enabling news scenarios. Poll Everywhere lets you insert a poll into your PowerPoint and helps you with communication and collaboration. It's something PowerPoint doesn't do natively. And so it complements PowerPoint and gives new functionality. Your add-in could embed complementary services. DocuSign is a great example of that. Embedding a service that lets you sign documents, it increases productivity, and it's very easy to use, deeply integrated into the entire Office experience. Add-ins could also add value by improving the Office experience. It could be something relatively simple, like a great date picker. The mini calendar date picker is an example of that. It speeds your data entry. It's simple, but it complements Excel, enables productivity, and people are downloading it and using it. So when you think about the design experience, make sure that you have a great first-run experience that quickly engages your users. You want to personalize that, greet the user in a friendly way, and describe very clearly the value that your add-in offers. Don't assume that users know what it is or how it works. Show user experience such as videos or other content that teaches your users. Give free trials out of the box. Don't require a sign up for somebody just to learn about your add-in and get started using it. You'll get a lot more users that way. And keep your sign-in dead simple. If you have a sign-in, pre-fill as much information as you can. Use the Office Fabric UI. Information on dev.office.com, WAC Fabric. This will give you a great user experience, and we'll have more on that in the detailed section on functional UX guidelines. Marketing and GTM best practices overview. You're going to want to have a great listing in the Office store to let people know about your add-in, create and promote a robust trial experience of your add-in, and add videos, screenshots, or other content that helps people know what your add-in is and how to use it, and the value that it adds for them. You'll want to create and promote a dedicated website for your add-in. This is very important as a conduit to the store and to increase your downloads. Promotional videos and emails can also help. And Microsoft also will do things to promote selected add-ins. After you launch, you will want to be monitoring and continually improving your add-in. So make sure that you have a great connection with your users, whether that's in-app feedback or a channel like User Voice to be collecting feedback use telemetry and monitoring and find ways to learn what your users are experiencing, to hear their comments and feedback, and then go ahead and make regular updates to your add-in, add new features, improve the user experience, remove any issues that users are encountering, and you will see results. Be sure that you continue measuring and testing. Make sure that you're fixing any security or privacy issues in real time. Add-ins that get updated and improved regularly do drive more engagement, more usage, and will make users more satisfied. Here are some resources for additional information, and please take a look at the rest of the add-in guideline videos to learn more.